Here's Greg in Orlando, Florida. Nice to have you on the program, sir. Welcome.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yes, about John Kerry. I'm not as sure that he's going to be as easy to write off as just a garden variety liberal. Did you see the New Yorker piece on him a couple weeks ago?
You mean the one with molasses dripping off of it?
No, it started out telling the story about how when Vietnam happened, he went down to the recruiting station and signed up with his two best friends, John J. Pershing III and Fred Smith, founder of Federal Express. Now, that's the kind of gravitas that gave me a chill up my spine. And I'm wondering if in the debate with Bush, he might ask Bush just off the cuff, where were you when you were supposed to have shown up for duty in Mississippi and you didn't show up for that year in the National Guard when he dodged the Vietnam draft? And, Rush, you never mentioned how you dodged the Vietnam draft.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. You claimed you had a boil on your butt.
No, you see, that's part of popular mythology that is out there that I have not whined or complained about, Greg. But that is just a bunch of internet BS and hyperbole. Never happened, was not the cause, wasn't the case. This business of Bush is a bunch of BS, too. And if John Kerry tries to bring up Vietnam in a debate with George W. Bush and asks that question, all Bush has got to do is bring up Bill Clinton. And all he's got to do is give a couple quotes about John Kerry. There's just a story in the paper today, Greg, and I'm sorry you missed this. I forget who wrote it. Might have been Tony Blankley's column today. That John Kerry said something, you know, I've learned a lot with my military experience. And if you're leading the way and you turn around and the troops aren't behind you, you've got a real problem. Now, what he was trying to say is, Bush is trying to take us into areas nobody wants to go. But the answer to the question, or the question that is, oh, Senator, you were commanding officer in Vietnam, and you actually turned around, the troops weren't there. What kind of commanding officer were you? And we can play this any number of ways you want, Greg, baby. But until you can get your facts straight and stop believing a bunch of internet BS and hyperbole, you guys, see, this is exactly what they've been doing for 14 years, my friends. And we haven't been complaining about it. We haven't been whining about it. And not one thing he said has anything to do with the ideas that are important to the American people today. It isn't about personalities, Greg. Although if it were, you'd definitely be climbing out of a hole that you've just dug for yourself.